So we've had just this wonderful communion of saints all week. And today we look at St. Jane Frances de Chantal, who was born in the late 1500s, 1570 or so. So that's the historical period just after the Protestant Reformation, you know, when Martin Luther and his companions were seeking to destroy the church, God's plan for salvation. In God's grace and his mercy, he was raising up these wonderful men and women who were devoted to the truth, to the church. And St. Jane Frances de Chantal was one of them. If we heard in the opening prayer, it talked about those who walk various walks of life. And so she can be a great inspiration for us, just the various experiences that she had in her life. She was raised in a very faithful home. Her mother died when she was very young, 18 months old or so. So she never knew her mother, but raised by her father, very pious, very religious, married when she was 21, had six children, two of them died. And after 7 or 8 years of marriage, her husband was accidentally shot in a hunting accident and ended up dying. And she went to live with her father-in-law so that she could have support for herself and for her children. And then eventually she became friends with the local bishop, who was a very prolific, very fervent preacher of the gospel. And from that, eventually she became a religious sister, founding a community of nuns called the Visitation Nuns. And before she died, she had opened over 80 convents, 80 monasteries for the nuns throughout southern France. So just an amazing life experience. And so when we hear the gospel, that whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother, we can say this desire to and to actually follow through with the will of God animated St. Jane Frances' life every day. That was her main objective, is to do God's will in whatever situation she found herself. She wasn't looking forward to some future day when she could become a saint, or when this happens or that happens, then I will follow God's will. No, today, what is God putting before me? How can I say yes to him? And so we can ask her for that intercession so that we can receive that grace to see God's presence, to see God's will being manifested right in front of us. You know, it's a temptation of our own, like, laziness, our own pride, and the temptation of the evil one to think that saintliness comes later. But no, it's today. And so, just the different things in her life. So maybe for you or someone you know, like losing a mother at a young age, never knowing your mother growing up, St. Jane could be an intercessor for you. Marrying, and so as a married woman who's lost children at an early stages of life, a woman who's a widower, you know, she had to learn to forgive the man who accidentally shot her husband. It was an accident. So she began to pray for him. She began to speak for him. And then every now and then she would invite him over to the house, and she eventually became the godmother to one of his children. So that process of forgiveness of those who hurt us deeply, she could be an intercessor for us. She and the bishop, St. Francis de Sales, became best friends. So just like yesterday we had St. Clair, who was friends with St. Francis, she could be an intercessor for us to have a good friend, to be a good friend. And so maybe for our parents who are concerned about the friends of our children, St. Jane Frances could be an intercessor for us. And she became a religious. So the desire to follow God wherever he asks. You know, the community that she opened, that she founded, was for women who were older and weaker. Because the normal, we could call it that, the regular religious life for women was so rigorous that not all women could do it. So hers was a little more relaxed. And she was one of the first community of sisters that would be active out in the world. So it's called the Visitation Sisters, after the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth. The humility, the meekness it takes to go and serve someone else with the spiritual and the corporal works of mercy. So if you struggle with those, or you feel motivated to do those, St. Jane could be an intercessor for you. So many of these things. When we look at the lives of the saints, we may not imitate them exactly, but when we take time to meditate upon their lives as they sought to do God's will, they can inspire us. You know, Pope Benedict XVI said that just like the sailors use the stars, the constellations, to navigate their ways to the seas, that the saints are the constellations in our own lives that help us navigate the rough waters of life. So let us never be discouraged when life doesn't go as planned, when we set out a one course and it deviates tremendously. May the intercession of St. Jane Frances de Chantal inspire us, encourage us to always and only do the will of God.